Well, even with a Hillary Clinton victory in Kentucky on Tuesday, the Democrats do seemingly appear to come to a consensus this week over the nominee. It seems to be the momentum is with Barack Obama, even if he isn't
depending on who you ask.
He isn't going to declare victory and she isn't going to get out of the race. But let's see if you can guess the takeaway pundit word of the week if you listen to the Sunday shows.
As the Democrats close ranks, Republicans hunker down.
The Republican brand is in the trash can.
The Republican brand is badly damaged.
And the Republican Party is busy dying. The worst political environment for Republicans since Watergate.
Look, this is a party that is an airplane flying towards a mountain in the dark.
Whether you believe it or not, the pundits turned their attention to the Republicans, and it wasn't terribly favorable for the Republicans. But it does raise an issue that we have talked about repeatedly, Adora, and that is, despite this bruising campaign between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the Republicans have not managed to reduce the negatives that the Republicans have acquired in this last term of George W. Bush. Really, the Republicans have a lot to worry about in November.
I mean, this has certainly been a fascinating year because all the rules seem to have been thrown out the window, and you're exactly right, which is for months and months, so much attention has been paid to what's going on in the Democratic race. Meanwhile, the Republicans have not benefited from that, and they're dealing with many of the same issues they were 3 months ago. Who are they? How do they define themselves? And how does John McCain, as the presumptive nominee, fit in to that Republican Party ethos?
And it's been a mess on many levels. They have not been able to raise money. They've not been able to stay on message.
The RNC has been able to raise money. They have somewhere around $40 million, according to reports, which is far more than what the DNC has in their pocket. And I think there's a lot of reporting over the weekend that John McCain is now going to have to really rely on the National Committee to help him out because he hasn't been doing very well in raising money.
Well, if John McCain is the Republican brand, where was he over the weekend? Well, on Saturday Night Live, of course.
I urge Democrats not to get caught up in the idea that the candidate has to be decided by the time the convention ends. I've been to a lot of conventions, and they're a lot of fun. But when they end, there's always that empty feeling of, oh, well, we picked a nominee. I guess the party's over. Imagine the excitement of leaving the convention and still not knowing who the nominee was. That would be crazy. Crazy exciting.
Humor there from presumptive nominee John McCain or a desperate cry for help?
Well,
from the Democrats.
They've all made really good appearances on Saturday Night Live. It's been highly entertaining. But at some point, they're all going to have to get to work against one another, the two, whoever the presumptive Democratic nominee becomes. And John McCain certainly has some defining ahead of him.
It spooks me, though, that all the candidates go on Saturday Night Live. It's like we play to the policy wonks, but when we want to like get America all sort of warm and fuzzy over us, we go on Saturday Night Live. It just seems like
it's part of a continuum. I disagree with you. I think it's part of a continuum. It shows that they do have a sense of humor, that they're
It shows he can
human.
Read prompter. It shows he can read teleprompter.
And he delivered the lines well. They were humorous.
Well, I'm feeling really good about a guy who can deliver his lines well with his hands on the nuclear codes. I don't know.
That's just one setting, though. Again, sometimes they're in front of crowds of thousands, and sometimes they're in front of a comedy crowd, and that's what he was doing. You can't criticize him as opposed to anyone else who's ever done it.
I'm criticizing all of them.
And why? But why is it necessarily a bad thing to see them in different roles?
If you buy the pundit argument that the Republican brand is in trouble, I don't know how it helps the Republican brand to bring John McCain onto a Saturday Night Live and make jokes about being old.
I think you're looking at it too singularly, though.
Well, we shall see. By the way, a little news out of the McCain campaign. Tom Loeffler resigned yesterday. He's the fifth person to resign from the campaign, and it's because he is a lobbyist and fundraiser, and one of his clients included Saudi Arabia.
And he had a very important role. I mean, he was his campaign fundraiser.
Again, trying to position themselves.
Trying to position and not necessarily hasn't been terribly effective either. So the combination of that lobbying relationship along with the fact that...
We shall see. Contradictions for John McCain. Contradictions in your life. That's our takeaway question today. What moral contradictions do you live with? Are they deep or are they more superficial? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.